Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. And joining us right now in studio is Bobby Moynihan.
Hello.
What's up, Bobby? Good morning.
Nothing much. How are you?
We're doing well. Not as good as you. You've got this show debuting coming up on September 25th. Me, Myself, and I.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting premise because it follows the story of a guy's life at different ages. In 1991 as a 14-year-old, 40-year-old in present day, 65 in 2042. Just seeing that on the sheet kind of like gives me anxiety. But when you're in this stage right now where you're doing promotion for this show, it hasn't debuted yet. I'm sure that there's some sort of previews and ideas that you're going to get of how it's going to go over. Are you filled with incredible, debilitating anxiety?
No, I worked at Saturday Night Live. That part of me is dead inside.
But it's got to be a different type of anxiety, right?
Of course. I mean, you want it to be received well, and you want people to like it. Yeah, of course. But from SNL, I'm used to in-between dress-and-air stuff getting cut, sometimes live on air, so I always assume the worst.
Ah, and it works for you, right?
Yeah. When it works out, it's real nice.
Well, De La Soul just called. They want their title back, man. Me, Myself, and I. Great cut, by the way.
See what you did there.
You're up on that. I'm glad to hear that. This seems like a lot of fun. What attracted you to the storyline and everything, or just the show?
I read the script. I loved the writing. I thought it was a really strong script. It's very rare that you get a pilot that you really like. So I loved it, and I jumped on board with it. And then afterwards, after getting on board, we assembled an amazing cast. I feel very, very lucky about the people that I'm working with. They're all great actors. Jaleel White, John Larroquette, Mandel Mon, a bunch of Brian Unger, a bunch of really amazingly talented people. So I'm very excited about it.
John Larroquette's a guy that every time I see him, I think of Night Court. That's the only thing. I mean, that show was amazing. So the difference in how you prepare for a show like this as opposed to Saturday Night Live has got to be just a complete 180, right?
Because it's
a live TV sketch. You got to cram it in as opposed to...
Yeah, cue cards, everything. There's a lot of memorizing and waiting in your trailer for this one.
So what's easier for you?
Oh, this. Yeah. A million times easier.
Even though you got used to it 9 years Saturday Night Live and this is totally new?
This is by leaps and bounds. My first day of work, they were like, hey, we're so sorry, it's a long day. I'm like, I'm used to 49-hour days, man. This is nothing. This is nothing. No, SNL is very, very, very hard to do. Very, very insane schedule. This is cake.
So is it the schedule of SNL? Because I've been on these sets, man. Those are arduous tasks, as Gio was just alluding to, and they're long days. And most of the time, you're sitting around doing nothing, just waiting for your moment to be on the set.
SNL, you're always doing something, no matter what. You know, it's just always, rehearse all day, start shooting something at 2 o'clock in the morning, get done at 7, get up, sleep for an hour, go back and do it again. A lot of that. But Me, Myself, and I is shockingly easy. Wonderful. I'm enjoying it a great deal.
Well, when I saw that you've got, you know, the young you, the middle-aged you, then the older you, I was thinking Benjamin Button or something like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So how do you stay into, say, the middle-aged you? You've got to know what the younger you has done, and so how do you stay up on that? And then once you're the older you, you know, how do you...
Well, that's what I love about the show itself is it's kind of just like it's one long timeline and we're just filling in the blanks. So you kind of know where he's at as a kid, you know where he is somewhat ended up as a 40-year-old and he's not doing so hot. And then when he's 65, he's extremely successful, but you don't know why yet, at least in the pilot. And now we're shooting the episodes and we're filling in those blanks. But it's a show about, you know, anything could happen. You know, his wife cheats on him in the 40-year-old timeline, and he's not doing very well. But then his
life becomes... Yeah, I just saw that scene.
Yeah. You seem to have
liked it. Don't call EMS, folks. Used to be the milkman. Yeah, now it's the EMS.
Now it's the EMT, yeah.
Gio and Jones with Bobby Moynihan, me, myself, and I, starting on the 25th of September, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. On CBS. Are you prepared to answer questions about Saturday Night Live for the rest of your life? Because
yes.
I feel like so many people are so interested with the whole process, that show, especially now, the success in present day. So, I guess it's sort of it's an odd thing. What's interesting to me about it is you talk about all the stress and anxiety that goes into that show, but yet it seems like it's the coolest job in the world, but it comes with so much other stuff that could drive you crazy.
Yeah, you go insane for 7 days straight, and then you celebrate at the after party, and then do it all again.
it can crush people, right? I mean, everybody makes it.
It takes a certain type of person to.
What type of person is that?
Crazy, a crazy person. dedication to the show. I mean, like, the show is number one. It's not about you. It's about the show.
Yeah,
I feel like that's one of the main things there.
Did you ever feel like, okay, this skit looks great on paper, but I don't think this is going to...
Oh, a million times, yeah. there's a lot of, oh, this is amazing, this is the funniest thing I've ever written, and then you get it to the table and it bombs, and you're like, well, there goes that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of stuff where you go, really? That one made it in? We're going to do this one, huh? Okay.
Now, I've got a lot of respect for you because both of us have overcome the hurdle of chubby, average-looking white guy. Which,
sure.
I wonder where you were going with this.
Which is a tough thing. We always talk about Brian and some of the issues he's had to go through in this country as a black man. But for us, you know, there's certain, you know, you
we
can't get...
We got it kind of easy.
Yeah. Well, it's certain things. But so...
We have no need to complain.
No, of course.
I'm just going to have another cheeseburger and keep my mouth shut.
but do you feel like on TV that you'll get typecast as a certain way because you're the average looking guy? This is the everyday man
really
type of thing.
You're hammering this average looking thing. Too early
you know what it's about. We're the same thing. We got beards. We could lose 30 pounds. I'm just being honest, Bobby, for crying out loud.
I get it.
Why are we going to lie about this? you stay out of this one here.
You're doing all the dirty ones for me.
Yeah. Those ugly, fat pieces of garbage.
You stay out of this. The in-shape athlete. Above-average sized penis. We don't need you, all right, in this conversation. All right?
So, wait, that's an insult. Above-average.
All right, extremely grossly large. All right,
thank you.
We know.
I like
all right,
that,
so typecasting, Bobby. How do you feel about it?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's great. it keeps me working.
So no truth to the rumor that you're going to replace Alexander Skarsgård as the next Tarzan.
Yeah.
Right? That's not gonna happen. Okay.
So when you're shooting this pilot and you guys, you're loving the show and the premise, everything. This is going to knock them dead. Now, how long are you sitting there waiting to get the feedback from network about?
I don't think it takes that long. I feel like now you know right away.
Really?
I'm not positive. I've been in that SNL world for so long. I'm just learning a lot about the sitcom world. But I think you find out pretty soon, within the first couple of weeks. I mean, like, the ratings come out and you find out from there. I can't think about that yet. I'm happy the show is good. I enjoy
it.
So.
But on the strength of that pilot, you got to sell it to the network.
Yeah.
Right? And so any anxiety waiting on them to say, okay, thumbs up, this is a go?
Of course. You know, I feel like it only takes one person to say no. You know, you know what I mean? So who knows? I'm just happy. I'm happy that I'm proud of what we made.
Gio and Jones with Bobby Moynihan. I know sometimes it feels like a new show sometimes doesn't always get the room to grow if things aren't perfect right away. I forget who we had in studio and we had this conversation. Jane Lynch.
Yeah.
Jane Lynch and her new show, and the thing disappeared in like 5 seconds something.
Yeah.
That can't
be. Yeah,
it
happens all the time.
That's not fair, though, right? Yeah. Especially with talented people.
Spending millions and millions of dollars and months and months and months of work and then having it all go away.
Right. So, I mean, is that in the back of the heads of the writers and the producers and actors of this, of like, I mean, this could disappear if we don't do it right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to that scenario from SNL because I mean we would be in costume for stuff and then it would just be like, no, that's cut. We're doing something else. So you never stay precious about anything. But for this, I mean, it's just a lot bigger stakes. If my sketch where I'm a dumb clown gets cut, you know what I mean? Like, that's fine. But this thing that's driving my life and the lives of hundreds of other people, yeah, that would be terrible.
So how did you, what was your initial foray into acting, into comedy? And
I was an acting major in school. I did musical theater and stuff when I was a kid, and then I went to University of Connecticut for I was an acting major there, and then I found Upright Citizens Brigade in New York. Now they have one in L.A. too, a couple in L.A. as well. But yeah, once I found Upright Citizens Brigade, I kind of just stayed there doing improv and sketch comedy and cut my teeth there. Met Amy Poehler and a bunch of people there, and that's how kind of SNL came into the mix.
What was your favorite era, not including the era that you worked on of SNL? What was your favorite era of the show?
I mean, it changes. Obviously, like, I feel like Lauren always says your favorite cast of SNL was whoever the cast was when you were in high school.
Yeah.
So, like, Farley for me, like, you know, like that kind of era, Sandler and those guys, like, that was pretty huge. But I was a big nerd about it, so it was, like, kind of all of them.
Yeah.
Like, Will Ferrell. That whole era, I was kind of there for all of them.
I got a fever.
Yeah.
And when you're there, I mean, how long did it take you for that to be normal? If you're growing up watching it and you got into this business and now you're a part of it.
It never felt normal.
Really?
It never did. No, even on the last day, it was just like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you walk in every Saturday, you would walk in and hear that the band playing that music just warming up. And you were just like, yeah, I'm on Saturday Night Live. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah,
it kind of never went away from
so
me.
Do you find yourself now going down this new path, chasing what you had there, the success you had there at Saturday Night Live?
I probably should, but no. Mm-hmm. No, I me, myself, and I is going so well, and I'm enjoying the people there so much. And SNL it's one of those things where it's like, well, how do you top that? You know, how do you, especially with the season they just had, and especially this weekend with all the Emmys. Congratulations to everybody who won. No, I'm very happy and proud of my time there, and I cannot believe that I got to do it, and now I'm on to this thing that this new thing that I love.
September 25th for yes. Me, myself, and I, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS with Bobby Moynihan on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. You comfortable in show business? Are you comfortable in this business? Because it seems like there's a lot of people who it takes a long time to adjust to having everybody kind of know who you are.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if comfortable is the right word. I enjoy my job.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes think I was a little naive. I just wanted to be on SNL and didn't think of anything after it.
Right.
And all the other stuff that comes with it, that red carpet stuff and all that stuff, I'm not that great at.
But, yeah.
But, you don't appreciate all the free meals and free drinks?
I appreciate it. I just... It's the picture taking. That's the thing that
bothers me. Right. I'm with you. I hate that. Know,
we're just a bunch of chubby white guys.
Exactly. Average looking chubby white guys. Yeah.
Embrace it, right?
Embrace it. You be us and embrace it.
Not the white, but the black chubby guy before.
I find that extremely hard to believe.
I put on some weight at times. Yes.
I mean, come on. You could not work out for 3 years.
Yeah,
you still
exactly.
have pecs. It's just the way you are. You're a specimen.
Shut up, man. Just be quiet.
Okay, I won't try the fat part. I'll just try the white part.
You don't know the oppression that we have to deal with.
Oh, really?
You have no idea what we've gone through.
No idea what it's like to sit on a deep couch and not be able to get up.
Have a tough time getting up.
It's hard for us.
Right. Do you ever sweat when the air conditioning was set at 68?
Yes. Right. You're rubbing ice cubes on your forehead.
Do you ever drop something and think, forget
inadvertent
it?
Inadvertent farting. I mean, these are things that... I mean,
I see you two are bonding here. Maybe I should just leave.
We're just hungry.
That's all it is.
Well, I'm always that. Trust me. I'm in that number for sure.
All right. Best case scenario for a show like this is it goes on for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And then it 100 gets
episodes.
Picked up for syndication.
12 million episodes.
You never have to do anything ever again, right?
Wonderful. But isn't that the threshold for syndication? Is it still 100?
I think
100,
so. I think it's 100
episodes.
Yeah.
What's the worst sitcom that's had success?
Wow. I don't know.
There's got to be one in your mind. You have to. You're a guy who's in TV.
Yeah,
there has
I'm trying
to, be
to
one
think
where
if it was
like...
on CBS or not.
It better not have been, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, like, how the hell? Because, I mean, there's, you know, in this business, we every
don't
business
go there.
You do, how is this guy having
don't
success?
Don't you go there.
I don't know. That's a good question, though.
All right. You do know.
Do you have
one? Personal opinion more than anything.
Yeah, but you're an expert in TV, though.
I'm an expert because I've been on it?
Yes, of course. Why not? You know the business. You know the TV business. You're
so aggressive.
I just want to know.
Welcome to my world, Bobby. Every morning.
I feel like...
I just sit here and take it like a man.
I'm sure there is. I can't think of it right now.
You can think of it.
We'll talk.
Do you have one?
Yes, I do. I've got
Please
one.
Please don't say me, myself, and I.
No. I've only seen the preview. I've only seen the sizzle reel.
Yes,
there you go.
No,
I do have one, but I'm not going to say it. So we'll just leave that
filter.
Alone. We will leave that alone. Yeah. Well, I've learned my lesson from the last time. All right, Poppy. Well, we're rooting for you, man.
Yes,
man.
This is pretty cool.
This is and it's the premise cool is different, you. which is a good thing. There's so many shows. I feel like they're bringing back old dumb premises or something that's very, you know, a cop show or a doctor show. It's all of a sudden a comedy. This is a different premise.
Yeah.
It's exciting, and you got some TV veterans in there, and really hope that it does well for us.
What do you got against cop show? I want to do a cop show.
You should.
I should. I agree. I'm going to do one.
I think you both should.
Write me.
No, I don't have to do a cop.
Good cop, bad cop?
No.
Yeah, I am.
You know who's going to be the bad one, right?
Good cop, chubby white cop.
Yeah, right. Exactly. When we both have gone through a lot. It's, you know, so it would kind of work.
He's sitting in the
cruiser. That would be our common ground.
Yeah. I'm chasing the suspect.
Licking the icing off of my fingers.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Be myself. And I, September 25th on CBS.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.